We are working, operating militarily according to rules of international law, period, unequivocally. It's an entire nation out there that is responsible. It's not true. This rhetoric about civilians not aware, not involved, it's absolutely not true. They could have risen up, they could have fought against that evil regime which took over Gaza in a coup d'etat, but we're at war. We are at war. We're at war we are defending our homes. We're protecting our homes. That's the truth. And then when a nation protects its home, it fights. And we will fight until we break their backbone.
How we doing, everybody? I'm Andy Malfrino. Welcome to a brand new episode of No More Heroes. With me, as always, is fucking no one. Just pure, never-ending sadness. No. Well, I mean, we're talking about the news, so yeah, kind of. What's good? I record a lot of episodes of No More Heroes and Panties where I have co-hosts, and this is the fresh restart, so I forgot. I'm still having trouble introing this, but regardless of how bad these intros are, what's real bad is how badly I appreciate you all beautiful, beautiful people for checking the fucking podcast. I appreciate you guys so much. I hop in the comments and I say mean things to you. No, I didn't say mean things to you. I was just being stern, but I do appreciate the comments. Actually, I was getting a little sassy in the comments. I read them early in the morning. It was before I had my coffee, so I was acting like a little bit of a rascal. That, I do apologize, because the support, oh, I appreciate it. We're starting all over again. It's a little small out of the gate, but that's okay. I'd rather do it my way then do it the way that gets you paid. No, I'd rather do it. You guys get what I'm getting at. We're fucking doing it. Everyone in here early. We're the cool ones, and we're fucking having a blast, and we're having a fun fucking time. Oh, but I do want to say this. I did get a little sassy in the comments, but I do not want you guys to forget. I appreciate the fucking comments. I appreciate them a lot because I didn't realize the audio was a little wonky. I normally record this in StreamYards, which is very great. But when not streaming, you know, like when you're streaming and it has a little bit of fidgety stuff here and there, you're like, two internet connections, you're streaming, I'll give you a little bit of a pass and stuff like that. But when it's just you recording, you're like, that's why would I put up with that? That shouldn't be happening. So I saw some comments. You said the audio was a little bit wonky. I double checked it. You were correct about that. So I made the adjustments. We are recording in a different program that is actually on the computer, not on a website. It should sound substantially better this time. So let me know. But please don't comment before I've had my coffee, because oh my God, before I've had my coffee, oh my God, I'm a cunt, Terry. That's so fucking funny. Anyway, like and subscribe so we can get demonetized because I said cunt too many times. But either way, let's not be cunts and let's get into the fucking news. God damn, we're talking about topics in only 3 minutes? That's a new fucking record. This is a new day and age of Andy, of No More Heroes, of being the fucking man. I'm having fun, dude. We're partying. I was editing stuff. I was making intros better. We're having a good fucking time. I look fucking jerked. Hit that like and subscribe and do all that shit. Let people fucking know. You guys know the algorithm. You know, I might not be shadow banned yet. This just could be a result of not working that hard and not being talented and not having much success. But eventually, I will be shadow banned. So let's get ahead of it and let's lay the groundwork and fucking let someone know. If you're hearing this shit and you're like, I have a couple schizophrenic friends, let them know. Send them the podcast. And set up a Patreon eventually when more people give a fuck. But until then, we have each other. Let's hop into some fucking topics. So we're obviously going to hop back into talking about Israel, Palestine, and all that kind of shit. But with this fucking topic, it's a little bit all over the, it's a little bit all over the place. It's a little bit crazy. It's a little bit wacky. That's the best way to describe Israel, Palestine, in my opinion, is wacky. Just a whole bunch of goofballs goofing it up. But, it's a lot of stuff happening, and a big way that I sort of aggregate, well, I aggregate my info by going everywhere. I watch YouTube videos. I read articles. I do all that stuff. I do that stuff again. I listen to podcasts. I try to find all the smartest people talking about all the right shit, and I sort of aggregate it there. And then I on my endless doom scrolling on Twitter, I see kind of tweets and stuff that correlate to the things I've been thinking about. So I make sure I bookmark those tweets. It becomes an easy way to aggregate it when it's time for the podcast. So it's time for the podcast. So let us hop into some of this Twitter stuff. We see a lot of interesting fucking shit. Let me move this around really quick. So I'm just going to go through, let's just go through the fucking bookmarks and we can kind of combat it that way. I saw this one was, this one was pretty interesting. This is Janet Yellen. And she said this, I forget, wait, what does she do again? She's in charge. I'll be perfectly honest, I don't exactly like double check all the time what these American Economic Serving as the United States Secretary of the Treasury. You know what I mean? It's like I don't always look up what these monsters are doing because I don't always look up what these monsters are doing because you're just going to see them on you're going to see them on the screen and you're like, "Oh, I know. When that bitch shows up, she's going to fucking lie to me." You know what I mean? So it's like sometimes I don't double check what these people fucking did. But anyway, we got Jan Yellen on here, Secretary of the Treasury. Let's hear what she has to say about everything.
What this all means. Paul Tudor Jones, the famed investor, was on CNBC this week, and he said, "This is the most threatening and challenging geopolitical environment that I've ever seen. At the same time, the U.S. is in its weakest fiscal position since World War II, with debt to GDP at 122%. Can America, can the West afford another war at this time?"
I think the answer is absolutely. America can certainly afford to stand with Israel and to support Israel's military needs. And we also can and must support Ukraine in its struggle against Russia. And look, the American economy is doing extremely well.
That's a solid place to cut off. The American economy is doing extremely well. As a man who's currently in the American economy, I would have to disagree. I don't really feel it doesn't feel like it's doing that well. And even if, you know what's funny? I like, when I try to argue certain points, I actually, to, you know how sometimes people go to certain extremes? That's why everyone always like invokes Hitler, and it's kind of like, it's kind of overused when someone's trying to be like, you know, just so you know, you should, and we'll get into that later with fucking smooth brain ass Dave Rubin. But a lot of times people invoke Hitler, because it's just, you know, sometimes you take the most extreme example and it becomes a lot clearer. Like when people were talking about in COVID, when they were talking about vaccine passports and they were sort of evoking the yellow stars that they would have Jews wear, back in the day during, you know, 1940s and shit like that, or leading up, whatever. I'm not super, but you guys know what I'm saying. They were invoking the yellow stars, and people were like, "That's a bit of an extreme example." And it's like, yes, it's you know, and it is hacky to invoke Hitler's Germany when Hitler was in power and stuff like that. But sometimes you can use an extreme example to provide some clarity. So in that same vein, I almost like to go at these people. Like, I'm of the belief, you know, I don't go as far. I don't think they're all lizards. There's a few. There could be a couple lizards. You know what I mean? We found out aliens exist. We got confirmation from the government that aliens fucking exist. You're telling me there's not at least a dozen lizards in there? We got a bunch of people up in the government. There's not a dozen lizards? I'm sure there's a dozen lizards. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm generally of the belief they're just a bunch of sociopaths that look at us like cattle, and we're just pieces on a chessboard, and they're just playing fucking games and stuff like that. That's generally where I start with a lot of things. But at the same time, to sort of combat people's statements and arguments and stuff like that, sometimes it's good to approach it by giving them the most generous of interpretations. So let's go about this and just go, you know, we're all sitting here. We're all sitting here and we wake up in the morning and it costs us $75. You know what I mean? It's just someone's like, hey, you just woke up. I'm going to need $75. Which I will say, sidebar, I think I accidentally stole a Kurt Metzger joke or was in the ballpark of a Kurt Metzger joke. So I just want to give credit where credit is due to the king, Kurt Metzger, one of the best joke writers ever. But, you know, we're in a day and age where, I was saying this on panties, eggs surprisingly low. Everything else just face fucking us. You know, all across the board. So for her to be like, the economy's actually pretty sick. Let's put that aside. Let's just say the economy is sick. Let's say it fucking rules. Let's say it's top notch. You know, we all got enough money to buy a second wife. It's just, we're just cruising, baby. It's a good fucking time over here in economy land. The economy's fucking nice. Why do we have to go to two wars? You know what I mean? Like, why do we have to constantly put our nose in every single fucking thing? You know what I mean? Why do we have to be the policemen of the world? Why, like, not even like the policemen of the world. Why do we have to have our fucking, you know, our fucking thing in every goddamn thing? And, you know, it's either one of two things, generally speaking. You know, I'm sure there's more than two things, but it's probably either one of two things. One, we're chock full of endless hubris, or two, there's probably some other shit going on. I know a lot of, from what I've gathered, a lot of these geopolitics sort of coalesce with, you know, resources and stuff like that. It's not a mystery that we keep fucking around with, you know, different minerals in Africa, or we go to different Middle Eastern countries that, you know, have a bunch of oil and stuff like that. You know, it's not a fucking mystery, but at the same, you know, at the same time, it's just like, yo, why do we have to be all up in this shit all the fucking time? When you come back to the country, I'm just going to do the fucking hits. We got to, you know, the border's a little bit of a mess. We got a fucking fentanyl crisis, just in general, a drug crisis. You know, you need to be rich to be poor now. Kind of. You know what I mean? Like, I remember when I was younger, if someone was like, I make $100,000 a year, I'd be like, oh, what's it like having the most money anyone's ever fucking had? Now, if someone's like, I make $100,000 a year, I'd be like, I hope you don't have two kids. I hope you, like, don't have more than one kid. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to say my wife's salary, but it's like me, I make decent money at my unfortunate day job I still have, but it's like, I make okay money at my day job, and my wife makes damn good money doing her job, and we're still fucking, you know, it's still tight here and there. I'm not trying to garner sympathy. I'm just trying to give fucking context to the situation. It's like, you know, people like, you take people like me, you know, I just manage, and then I got my wife, who's an absolutely exceptional woman, and we're, you know, it's fucking tight for us. You know what I mean? You, back in the day, you could come to this country, barely know the language, and support a family of three, and go on like a vacation every year. You know what I mean? Your wife wouldn't have to fucking work. And now, you know, now making $100K a year ain't that fucking special. It ain't that fucking impressive, which that's fucking, in my opinion, that's sad as shit. So, you know, while this bitch is sitting here, debate, like, saying, dude, we could go into like eight wars. How about we just don't do any wars? Because this kind of correlates to the thing, I was saying on the last episode where, was I saying it in the last episode, or was I just talking? I've been consuming so much Israel-Palestine content, I can't remember what I fucking ranted about in real life and or on the fucking podcast. But I remember I was saying to someone, you know, people are getting mad at Hamas for obvious reasons. They're being a little much. they're being a little much. But then they go like, you know, they were I forget the specifics of it, but they were having this thing where they were like, hey, you know, just evacuate the north end. We got 24 hours. We dropped a couple pamphlets. That's enough of a warning. Hey, we just control all your water and electricity. We're just defending ourselves while we defend ourselves. We are controlling all your water and electricity. But hey, you got 24 hours to get out of the area. I know you fucking hate us, so you're just going to listen. And then we're just going to drop a bunch of fucking bombs. We're just going to carpet bomb your pussy asses. And people are like, what? They gave them a warning, and they're only trying to target Hamas. And you're like, do you know what? Like, I've talked about this before in context of like why democracy is such a sham and stuff like that. It's like, stop. Like, we're so, I think this is what people hold on to so their world doesn't fucking crumble and they don't just turn into 1,000,000,000 pieces of glass, and their brain doesn't turn into 1,000,000,000 pieces of fucking glass because they've just globbed on to too many just lies, I get, or just fantasies. You know what I mean? Because it's like going back to the Hamas thing, when it's like when you hear how they're like, oh, we're just trying to take out Hamas, and you're like, well, I've seen governments try to handle things with bombs before. You don't just get the guys you say you're gonna get. You don't just get the boys. You get everyone else around them. You know, you get some fucking metadata off a cell phone and you go, yeah, there was a terrorist in there last week. Let's blow that building up. You know, the Afghani special. You know what I mean? So it's like, we know what this means, you know? So it's this, it's anyone who's actually like fucking pay attention, we know what this fucking means. So, you know, with the war shit, it's not just like, hey, we're just trying to help them get some democracy. Ours barely works. And, you know, it's kind of none of our fucking business. It's kind of none of our fucking business, but we're just trying to help them get a little bit of democracy, you know? And hey, maybe when we've done that in the past, it's gone horribly wrong every time. Maybe. But this time, I promise, you know, it's like a boyfriend, it's like a fucking, I swear to God, these governments are like drug addicts for war, and they're just like, dude, I'm gonna get clean this time. This time, it's gonna go right. I'm actually gonna start, when I borrow this money, I'm gonna start that business. And then we're like, okay, dude, okay, fine. Just start the business. And then we look up, and you're like, they're doing crack again. God damn it. So yeah, How about just no wars? How about no wars? You want to try that one? What else do we want to... Oh, no. That's an article I wanted to read later. This one was interesting. Let's watch this.
Oh, there is no human.
This is... Oh, yeah. This is interesting. Kaylee Burley. Oh, no. This is the Israel ambassador to the UK. Talking about there's no humanitarian crisis.
Humanitarian crisis because...
There isn't. What's the view on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza this morning?
There is no humanitarian crisis because...
There isn't.
There is no. Israel is in charge of the safety of the Israelis. Hamas is in charge of the safety of the Palestinians.
We've been showing pictures this morning that would illustrate that there is...
That's just like... Once again, it's like, you know what that means. She goes, Hamas is in charge of the safety of the Palestinians. Palestinians. What was I about to say? Palestinians? That's a fun way to talk about it. But they're like, Hamas is in charge of the safety of the Palestinians, which means, hopefully, Hamas doesn't act up and we fucking spaz. Like, that's the weird... It's like when you see on the highway... I don't know how they are in other states, but I know in like PA and Jersey, you'll have these signs where, you know, if you get a DUI, it's going to be $10,000. Can you believe how high the energy of the, and I'm not here supporting DUIs, but it's the logic of the sign where they're like, can you believe the energy of the sign is always like, can you believe how high that fine is? It's like, you guys control the fine. You know what I mean? You're like, You're basically sitting here like, dude, don't mess up or else I'm going to fucking be so irrational. And you're like, well, don't. You're acknowledging it. You know, it's like when a comedian goes on stage and was like, I know what you're thinking. I have a dumb fucking shirt. Just don't wear the fucking shirt then, dickhead. You know what I mean? You're like, just don't. Here's an idea. Don't bomb kids if you can avoid it.
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Are you a mother?
Oh, dude, out of the gate, just out. And I got to give props. This is like the second or third. Usually the mainstream media is like pretty bad, generally speaking. But then this was the second reporter I've seen that actually was coming at someone when they were talking about some pro-Israel shit. Because the point I'm trying to bring this up is like some of the pro-Israel shit is so. Here, let me go full screen for this. Let me make it very clear where my perspective. I'm not sitting here like defending Hamas. You know, there is context and there is nuance to this whole thing. I was checking out something earlier today. I was hearing some stuff, but I heard it more directly contextualized, where it was like apparent there's an argument. I guess people are saying that like Hamas is actually propped up by Israel. It's sort of like a pup. I was watching this. Oh yeah, there's this dude on TikTok going viral, and I guess Hamas is propped up by Israel. I was hearing people throw that theory out, where basically Hamas isn't like organic. They are sort of propped up and poked and prodded by Israel to do attacks on Israel, so then the Israeli government can justify, you know, because if they do more attacks, because if you look at a map, like, I guess pre-1943 or whatever the fuck it was, that whole area was basically Palestine, and then Israelis come in, and slowly they get more, I guess it was like 44 or something around then, 44, 45, it was right after World War II ended, they declared Israel a state. And then if you just see this chart, you know, they have these charts going in a couple year chunks up until the present day, where it was like mostly Palestine, and now it's basically like the Gaza Strip and then a few other parts and stuff like that. And I guess there's people making the argument. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm ultra well versed in this aspect of it, but I was hearing some interesting people. I was hearing some people talk some interesting shit about it, where apparently the Israeli government, some people are of the belief that the Israeli government is propping up Hamas and prodding Hamas and goading them into these attacks, which actually we'll get into some other videos about how this attack, you know, I'm not going to say it was, I don't have enough information to say it was a false flag, but, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it might be a false flag duck, dude. But, yeah, so there's been arguments, and I guess people have evidence that Israel has been goading them into attacks, you know, and then that sort of justifies that justifies the attacks on them and the quote-unquote savagery of them and acquiring the land and stuff. Which, from a completely strategic standpoint, I could see it logically. It's like, if you look at I always love to go back to fucking, you know, we talk about Operation Northwood, MK Ultra, Operation Gladio, all that stuff. I'm not going to go into all those, but if you're not familiar with them, look them the fuck up. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, like, governments are down to do some fucking shady shit to complete their goals and stuff like that. Yeah, so anyway, let's get back to the video so I can remember what I was trying to say.
Yes. What would you think if your children would have been executed in front of your eyes? Would you?
Oh, yeah, that's what I remember now. That's what I was trying to get at with, like, talking about Hamas. Like, let me make it very clear. I'm not, you know, there are arguments that Hamas is propped up, but at the end of the day, if you're attacking innocent people, you're not my fucking guy. You're not my fucking dude. I'm not gonna get behind your fucking dumbass and shit like that. So I'm just coming on here being like, when people come on and they're like, we have to respond, we have to mow the grass, we have to turn it to glass, we have to fucking turn it into a parking lot. It's like, I'm just here to say, like, you know what the fuck that means. And just because, you know, you have this country, Palestine, that's just being fucking finger fucked for years, you know, by Israel with all this other shit. They're not, you know, and people show a couple videos of some Palestinians saying some awful shit, and it's like, all right, dude, I got some videos of some Israelis saying some awful shit. You know, I'm not sitting here just because, you know, I saw some people sort of comparing the situation to, like, Palestine's like a caged dog in Israel's house that Israel keeps fucking with, and then they get mad that they try to, like, bite their hand and stuff like that. You know, and even in that, it's like, yeah, when the dog bites someone's hand, you might have to deal with the dog or retrain the dog or whatever. But at the same, and I don't mean to compare people to dogs. I'm just using someone else's, and I'm just kind of going along with someone else's analogy. That's not, don't get it fucked up. That's not what I was trying to do. All respect to people who are not dogs. You know, but even then, it's like, I'm not mad at the dog. You know, it's like, let's try to do some shit so the dog's not as fucking pissed anymore. You know what I mean? And even in that same breath, it's like, if that dog comes out and bites my hand and then runs into a kennel and with a bunch of other dogs that, you know, may got a little riled up because of that one, or just chilling, or whatever, you know, a bunch of different type of dogs with different dog personalities that are just chilling, I'm not going to sit here and go, but the dog that bit my hands in that fucking kennel, we got to bomb that kennel. You guys, you get what I'm saying? It's like, I'm just sitting here just being, you know, one of those wacky sons of bitches who's like, hey, I get it. Terrorists, bad as fuck. I'm the first guy to say it. You guys go, hey, who thinks terrorists are bad? I'm jumping over people to be like, me, Andy does. Oh my God, do I think they're bad? But I think we should work hard to not kill innocent women and children who may be in the vicinity of terrorists. You know what I mean? I think that's a fair goal.
Expect your government to think about those Nazis committing those crimes and to say, wait a second, first of all, we need to protect the enemy, and then to protect my children. Your children come as priority to your prime minister. So we do, you know, that?
We have been showing images this morning.
I like that, by the way, where that's a sign of a good journalist, in my opinion, where she tries to do... It's similar to the thing that guy I was talking about with the migrant crisis topic we were talking about last week, where, you know, I pull up this, like, 5-minute long video, or maybe it was, like, 6, 7, 8-minute long video, and the first minute and a half is this dude just calling anyone that disagrees with him fucking stupid. And in a similar vein, this lady, you know, just calling them names and stuff like that. In a similar vein, this lady just starts trying to pull at the heartstrings and stuff like that. And then this lady right here just goes, yeah, I don't care, I'm a reporter, let's keep it fucking moving. So I respect that. I got to show love when reporters actually do some good fucking work, because most of them are bought and paid for hacks.
Illustrate that there is a humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
So blame Hamas and ask Hamas why they started those atrocities walking around.
So you acknowledge that there is a humanitarian crisis?
I'm saying there is no. Israel is working.
So what do you think is happening?
What is happening? There is a war in Gaza, a war that Hamas started by committing a horrible massacre on innocent Israelis. The world has seen
that.
Wait a second.
That are innocent civilians.
Just I want to say and give a little bit of a context. Those people created crimes that are worse than ISIS. When the Americans started this fight of ISIS, together with the coalition forces, over 100,000 civilians got caught in a crossfire. Israel is trying to prevent that. Israel is better than any other army in the world. We are alerting, we're giving them the opportunity to have a shelter, we're doing things that no other Western army did in the past.
Oh yeah, that other part too. It's like, we're giving them the opportunity to have a shelter. It's like, dude, what do you... it once again, I... Because it just feels like there's a lot of... And we might bring it up later, but... I'll mention it again. You know, you saw, I was talking about the stuff that last week with the 40 babies beheaded, that they just kind of, one lady threw that out there, not like, didn't corroborate it, and then people kind of like went with it. You know, how Hamas got into Israel when they have, like, I gotta read more into it and watch more fucking videos and stuff like that. But apparently, Like, the defense setup is top fucking notch, and you got a bunch of dudes, you got a bunch of dudes paragliding and fucking fanboating in, and you're like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. So, wait, let me back it up and remember what she said.
But is better than any other army in the world. We are alerting, we're giving them the opportunity to have a shelter.
Oh, yeah, giving them opportunity to have a shelter. That's what I was getting at. So, you have a bunch of this shit where, you know, one, there's just a bunch of clear propaganda on the situation, and then there's a couple things that just don't fucking add up, and then there's a couple things that they're just presenting as like, hey, man, if they just do these things, we'll be fucking, we're just telling them to do this, and they're not doing it, so they're just being unreasonable, and it's like, all right, well, I don't think she's just being naive. I think she's fibbing. You know what I mean? Not like flat out lying, but like massaging the fucking details and the reality of the situation. Because if, you know, whoever the fuck you are, if someone was just like, if I don't fucking know. Like, I live in New Jersey. If Pennsylvania was just like, hey, guys, we're just going to give you 24 hours to just leave your house, I'd be like, who the fuck are you, PA? What? You know, so talking right or wrong, it's just like the way Israel's presenting a lot of this stuff, just like, hey, man, we're just trying to be all loosey-goosey, we're just trying to be cool. It's like, no, it's not. It ain't even close to that, dog. You know what I mean? It's a lot more complicated than that, lady. But, yeah, let's keep it moving. There was some other stuff that I wanted to address. Yeah, just a bunch of... Oh, yeah, that was interesting about the stand. Oh, here we go. This was... Charlie Kirk on the PBD podcast. And I don't normally check out Charlie Kirk's shit. He's like, he's kind of in the conservative direction that I don't really I don't always agree on. Like, if he goes viral, I'll check his shit out, and I've definitely heard him on a few podcasts here and there before, but I don't really listen to his shit a lot, but I do fuck with my man PBD. I don't catch as many full podcasts anymore, but I do catch the fucking clips, and I saw this clip giving very interesting detail on, I was talking about earlier, how it was kind of crazy that Hamas was able to break through the Israeli defenses so easily. So I got this good clip of him breaking it down, and we'll kind of go from there.
I've been to Israel many times. The whole country's a fortress. When I first heard this story, I still had the same gut instinct that I did initially. I find this very hard to believe. I've been to that Gaza border. You cannot go 10 feet without running into a 19-year-old with an AR-15 or an automatic machine gun that is an IDF soldier, right? The whole country is surveilled. And so let me just kind of go through this. We don't talk about Israeli politics very often, and most Americans don't know this. The last 9 months, Israel was on the brink of civil war. It's not an exaggeration.
Oh, yeah. That's a detail a lot of people are missing. I once again, that's another thing I got to bone up a little on. But, dude, it was fucking, I was listening to people talk about it. It's fucking crazy. Apparently, they're on the brink of a civil, like he just said, they're on the brink of a civil war. And a lot of people are like, yo, Netanyahu, which I didn't know people were calling him BB. I didn't know that was a part of his name. That's hilarious. Yeah, part of your name is BB. Hell yeah, let's go, dude. But no, apparently, like, that people are, like, there's one theory on this shit that, so Netanyahu's basically super unpopular. So he's losing, he's on the verge of getting ousted or something like that. And there's a theory that he staged this. Now, I'm not saying I necessarily believe it. I could see it, but I don't have enough proof to get behind it and say I believe it. I'm just saying it's one of the fucking theories. This was like sort of a Netanyahu thing. What didn't Teddy Roosevelt do this shit when he was a president? And he was like, yo, it's extra bad. I gotta do a third one. Sorry, guys. but no, Netanyahu's doing a thing where he's like, you know, people are saying he staged this so he could, you know, do an executive order of like, we're in wartime. I gotta fucking stay in here and shit like that. So there's a lot of evidence to point to hijinks.
Last 9 months, Israel was on the brink of civil war. It's not an exaggeration. This judicial stuff, there were hundreds of thousands of Israelis taking to the streets because Bibi Netanyahu was basically redefining the Israeli constitution. That's not an exaggeration, right? He said the judicial branch has too much power. There were protests planned this week against Netanyahu where they anticipated tens of thousands of people to take to the streets. That's all gone, Patrick. Netanyahu now has an emergency government and a mandate to lead. I'm not willing to say, to go so far that saying that Netanyahu knew or there was intelligence here, but I think some questions need to be asked. Was there a stand down order?
Oh yeah, and I got another video on that. It's funny you said stand down order because, like I was saying last week, obviously this is nowhere near as bad as January 6th. January 6th was probably one of the most awful days of existence. But there, I was just laughing. I was like, damn. This feels like a false flag, and there just felt like there was similarities to January 6th. I wonder what that means about January 6th. Anyway, I could not possibly hypothesize over that thing that was fucking not just an organic thing.
Was there a stand down order? 6 hours? I don't believe it. Israel's the size of New Jersey. When I took a helicopter ride from Jerusalem to the Gaza border, it's 45 minutes.
Wow.
6 hours. They're live streaming the killing of Jews. Did somebody in the government say stand down? That is a legitimate non-conspiracy question. The whole country...
We need a new word, by the way. Because a conspiracy is a group of people working together in secret to, like, complete a task. You know, so if, like... Me and a couple people are at my, like, say at my job, me and a couple people are like, oh, let's do some shit to make our boss look like a dickhead. Then he'll get fired. And then we'll work together to get me in charge. And then I'll help you guys get raises. That's a conspiracy. And people do conspiracies all the time, every day. You know, so we need I don't know what you would call it, but we just need a better word. Like unsubstantiated conspiracies or something. That's too long. It's not going to be that.
Tree is the IDF. The whole country is.
Yeah.
And you're trying to tell me that they're going to concerts and kibbutzes and schools and by report.
Yeah. So it was interesting. I guess, the whole thing is just a lot of, I got to go into the details again a little bit deeper. There's definitely a lot of, a lot of things going on with that, but I guess what a lot of people understandably are saying that it just, a lot of it's just weird and doesn't add up. Actually, I saw this one, a lot of people were sharing, I don't know if I follow this girl at all, but I saw this girl, Laura Witz, confirmed. Oh, he did order the stand down. So let's watch this video real quick to double check. Oh, yeah, this is where I got the dog analogy.
There was no way the government...
Both Netanyahu intentionally let Hamas kill Israelis. Both the IDF and the Israeli Air Force both stood down for 7 hours. You won't believe...
For the sake of my YouTube channel, I'm going to say this is a theory. This is just her theory, YouTube. You hear me, YouTube? Just her theory. I mean, we'll see when the first strike comes, then we can adjust. So let's just go balls to the wall, and then when the first strike comes, we'll adjust.
Believe what a Jewish charity leader told me today.
Israel has the most sophisticated intelligence in the world. There was no way the government didn't know that was going to happen. Mm. We're friendly with several.
Yeah, that's the word on the street, is just Israel's like the most fucking advanced intelligence. It's, you know, they got everyone has to work for the government. So you have a lot of people loyal to the government. It just seems like it's very unlikely that this was, you know, organic.
Good people in Israel. One is Rabbi Hananya Weissman. He knows a lot of people in Israel. He knows confidential sources that he shared with us their information that about the stand down order. He sent out a missive that indeed the IDF was given stand down orders, both the Army and the Air Force, 7 hours to stand down while those attacks took place. And this allowed the terrorists to come in and begin slaughtering and torturing the citizens. Personally, I think that this situation is akin to a family keeping a rabid dog in their home and then blaming the dog when the baby gets bitten. The parents needed to remove the dog many, many, many weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. Before the dog had a chance to injure somebody in the family. So I look at the government of Israel, and they really needed to make sure that these people did not proliferate on their borders. And so they are held partially accountable for having to now go kill God's creations in order to secure their border. This should never have happened.
Not a perfect analogy, but whatever. so let's yeah, a lot of interesting shit there. Like I said, I'm going to have to go a little bit deeper, and we can talk about it more on the next one if it is appropriate then. But yeah, there's just a lot of it's just very interesting. I think I said this last week, but the one video I watched sort of phrased it in a very interesting, clear way that I think kind of encapsulates the whole thing, where they compared it to like 9/11, ironically. Once again, another thing that, you know, definitely happened the way that the government said it happened, and it just weirdly enough has some similarities to this thing that feels like a false flag. It's just a coincidence, guys. Just a coincidence. I'm just noticing things. We're just noticing things. But I think the dude compared it to like 9/11, where it was just like, you know, just the perfect storm of these like 89 things that had to go wrong for it to fucking happen. And you're like, I don't know, dude. I don't know if that many things go wrong all the time. I don't think we have those types of perfect storms too often. So let's keep it moving. There's a bunch of interesting shit. What do we talk about? Let me see what else we have, because there's a couple other things I want to fucking talk about. We got a couple more minutes, and then we will get the fucking shit out of here. Oh yeah, let's bring this up. So I saw a bunch of people sharing this. This is from this is off Jeremy Kaufman's Twitter, formerly of the Free State Project. I don't know what the fuck's going on with that, but yeah, I think they kicked him out. He seems like the free, whatever. It's a different topic. We can talk about libertarian drama another time when it happens again. But a lot of people were tweeting this, but he was tweeting this in a very interesting thing. And it shows, well, let's just read it real quick. So we see Dave Rubin had this tweet the other day where someone said, breaking, France has just banned pro-Palestinian Palestine protests. And Dave Rubin retweeted that maybe the West has a chance. So basically being pro-banning protests, which I've been on record many a time being like, a lot of times those protests, they don't seem, I don't know. I'm always like mixed about protests. Like I would never really, I'm not going to say I would never go to one, because I remember they had this, a bunch of libertarian, or not just libertarians, just mainly anti-war people had this big rally in DC that looked like a good fucking time. I was thinking about going, but generally speaking, with a lot of these protests and stuff, I'm not the type of guy that goes out. I, you know what I mean? I think sometimes fucking doing this shit sometimes seems more productive than doing that. That just seems, you know, it's whatever. I'm not a big fan of it, but I would never be here to, like, you know, First Amendment, you know, Second Amendment's arguably most important, because as they say, without the Second Amendment, you can't have the First Amendment. But First Amendment's a close fucking second. It's why, with everything that's fucked up about our country, it's why it makes our country substantially better than pretty much all other countries, because we, there's still a chunk of us that understand, that respect the First Amendment and understand why it's so fucking important. Like, that's the other thing people take for granted with this country, is like, we have such a better, more solid respect for the First Amendment and shit like that. So I would never, you know what I mean? Like, it's like when you see someone burning a flag and you hear someone go like, we fought so you could have a right to burn that flag. It's like that that kind of paradox where it's like, people be like, yo, it's fucked up to burn the flag, but that's why our country is so great. It's because people fought protecting that flag also so you could have the right to burn the flag, you know, shit like that. That's why America fucking rules. Hell yeah, USA. But yeah, so I'm not a big fan of that shit, but I would, that's, the First Amendment's so goddamn important. I would fully support all the fucking time people fucking protesting. But then we see Dave Rubin back in 2022. This is the point of the fucking post. I got a little sidetracked. I apologize. The 2022, just a year ago, Dickhead Dave goes, peaceful protest now illegal in Canada. Wonder what happens in a society which doesn't allow its citizens to congregate and air their grievances freely. Any ideas? Jordan Peterson. So basically, and Dave Rubin wasn't the only one. You see a lot of people sort of letting this current situation get them emotional. And, you know, in this sort of like public intellectual space, now this is definitely, I'm not trying to sit here and be like, well, here's the benefits of the Israel-Palestine conflict. But no, there is an element of it where, because this is how the fucking shit works. You know, most people, you got, now I'm not going to sit, now I'm still fucking in training, I'm still fucking learning my shit, but I'm just doing my best because this is the way my psycho brain works. I gotta go read a bunch of shit, and I gotta go fucking an hour a week tell you how I feel about that shit. That's the stuff I like to do, and I'm hopefully going to garner a bunch of people who like that I like to do that. But this is the thing I'm aware of in the like public intellectual space and people talking shit online space and stuff like that, is these moments are great moments for people to sort of expose their weaknesses. And, you know, it can be kind of easy to, on certain topics, especially because I think Dave Rubin has been leaning substantially more conservative and stuff like that. I know he was doing a whole like, why I, like, he got popular because he was like, why I left the left. And, you know, he was riding that whole, you know, the conservative validation train where someone from the left comes over to the right, and then the people on the right, or they need that fucking validation and shit like that. Because like establishment people think we're cool. Yay. You know, so you get fucking propped up, but then, and then when you're kind of like playing ball and, you know, playing the songs people want to hear and shit like that, it's easy to sort of prop yourself up and stuff like that. And this and that. But in these certain topics that turn people a little bit more emotional, you start to see who's really good and really bad on stuff. And, you know, you start to realize, like, hey, for some people, and I'm not just saying Dave Rubin, but for some people, you know, whether you're talking about how important the right to peaceful protests are, or how you're talking about how facts are versus your feelings, you know, certain people like that. And then when certain other instances happen, you start to turn and get, you start to let your emotions drive you. So these are optimal times to sort of pay attention to how people respond to shit. Not just what they're saying, but, you know, people sort of plant their flags in a certain thing. People sort of plant their flags in a certain thing. And then when certain other things pop up, you start to notice, you're like, hey, where'd your flag go? Your flag's in a different spot right now. You're kind of like waving a different flag for this like one special thing. What the fuck's that about? And in the grand scheme of things, you know, there's obviously much more important shit to happen. But I guess as a consumer, you know, because you don't have, as a consumer, you know, not everyone has the time or the energy to pay attention to all this shit. They don't have the time or energy to pay attention to all this shit. So you need your people. That's why, you know, I'll go. I love, shout out Clint from Liberty Lockdown. Shout out Dave Smith on Part of the Problem. Shout out Robbie Bernstein with also Part of the Problem, but also Run Your Mouth. There are a lot of people I listen to and shit like that. And talk to some and this and that about, you know, different things that are going on and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm, you know, you're always aware of how they're moving and shaking. And when things get a little bit, when you get a little bit more of these hotter topics, who fucking stands strong and who sort of crumbles and does the typical emotional reaction that, you know, someone you've been railing against for fucking ever would act. You know, you start noticing who holds their shit together. Actually, that's not even the right one. Because it was like, it's so funny because for some people, it's a really like, all right, hold your shit together. And for other people, and this is the camp I like to sit in because it's a much easier way to fucking maneuver. But for a lot of other people, it's just like, yeah, I'm just going to try to see what's true and what's not. Not for, you know, I'm not going to sit here and not act like in the past I've definitely caught myself being like kind of, no, it was weird. Like when Trump was a thing, I'm not going to act like I've just been this fucking stud forever, guys. I've had a long rocky road to become the badass, the fucking badass public intellectual that I am today. But no, for real, I remember they're like during the Trump shit, there was always this pressure to just, for lack of a better word, there was always just this pressure to push back on all the gay bullshit. And I'm not talking about homosexuals. I'm talking about gay bullshit. You know what I mean? So whenever, and you would almost catch yourself borderline like defending Trump or Trump adjacent shit when you're just like, I don't even fucking like him. It's just, you guys are, that was the tricky part of fucking Trump. It would be this like, because it was so devoid of nuance. And it would be, dude, I can't tell you how many times people would like, so you like Trump? I'd be like, no, you're just, what you're saying about him is inaccurate. You know? And it's like, I, what was that, dude? I maneuver in the world of truth. Or I try my best to maneuver in the world of truth. That's what I'm concerned for. I just want to know what's right, and I want to know what's incorrect. So, and I think that's the best way to not get caught up like this, like what Dave Rubin does and stuff like that, you know, letting his emotions take hold and sort of just, you know, figuring out that, you know, so when you let your emotions take hold, you figure out what will kind of help you win or what sounds sassy in the moment, you know, and then you just completely, contradict yourselves like a dumb son of a bitch. Oh, and the thing I was saying before, why you need to be aware of stuff like this and sort of be constantly vigilant and shit, you know? So, like, I'm not sitting here, like, I don't want this to be misconstrued. Like, I want Dave Rubin to make a living and do stuff like that. I'm not saying, like, fuck off, Dave Rubin should fucking lose. I want Dave Rubin to make a living. But I also want Dave Rubin to be fucking accurate. To not be manipulative and shit like that. And all I'm trying to say is if people need to be aware when, if, you know, who your guys are, and if your guys are not up to snuff and they're being manipulative and they're not giving you the truth like they say you are, you know, just be aware of that and act accordingly. I want Dave Rubin to fucking rule hard, but if he's not ruling hard, you know, I don't promote him being static in a world that's already pretty fucking static. I'm sorry. I'm going in circles. I want to make it very clear. I'm not sitting. I got off on a weird tangent. I'm not sitting here being like, fucking lose your fucking job. I just stop. You know, stop being an emotional dickhead, Dave. That's not all I'm trying to say. Don't be fucking emotional, you stupid fuck. Ha, do we have anything else? It's just been a wacky. Oh, this was another. You know what? I'll end on this one. I think that's a good place. Oh yeah, I got two things to end on. I got three things to end on. But I saw this. I think people, I kind of hinted at it earlier, talking about Ben Shapiro and shit like that. But I hinted at this earlier, and yeah, so Ben Shapiro was tweeting out this picture. Now, I've seen conflicting, if that's an actual picture, I don't want to make that big as hell. So I've actually seen conflicting things. So, and so like Ben Shapiro posts out the picture of the burnt up kid. And then people, I think it was Josie the Redheaded Libertarian shares that. And she's like, oh, I did a test. I ran that through this AI generated image thing. And it said it wasn't, it was AI generated. And then Ben Shapiro's like, well, I actually ran it through my special super pro Israel AI generated thing. And it said, you're a stupid bitch, Josie. So it's like, I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know how this fucking technology works. Cause like I saw in this thing I had from Tim Pool up here, he posted all, he's like, I put all these AI generated images and they came out good, which I believe, I'm not saying he didn't do that. As I would never lie on another beanie wearing brother, dude. I would never, never lie on one of my own. But Tim Pool posts that, and then you immediately see someone in Tim's replies being like, I posted all these images to an AI website, and they said, you're a stupid bitch, Tim. You know, so it's like, I don't fucking know. But it is, in this age of fifth generational warfare, which you're not, if you're not aware of, let me take a sip of my water before I explain. This fifth generational warfare is basically, you know, I don't know the specifics of first, second, third, and fourth generational warfare, but they a lot of the elements of those pertain to physically doing things, you know, actually being in the field and doing war over out in the field. This is going to be a much more online, psychological, shit like that, but heavier emphasis on internet-associated shit, where, you know, they could be pumping out these AI-generated images to fuck with you. They could be hacking into computers. They could be fucking with power grids and stuff like that. So, you know, that is something to be aware of. You know, I think figuring out what's true is a little bit harder. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell because, like, I will say this. I think a lot of people, and I'm guilty of this a lot of times too, where, you know, you have this overflow of info, and a lot of it's bad news. A lot of it's bad news. And you have this overflow of info, and it just makes you think everything's fucking horrible. Which, like, I saw someone online today, they're like, if you know, and I love this person to death. If by chance you get this deep into my podcast, this person I'm talking about, I love you to fucking death. I want to kiss you on the mouth. But they're like, you know, if you turn your phone off, then the world isn't on fire. And you're like, I know, but it is though. Not literally. I hate that expression. Like, I kind of hate the expression the world is on fire. But like, I understand for you personally, like, you need that time. You need that time to not be on your phone so you can regroup and, you know, go fight the good fight again. Shit like that. You need that time. But at the same time, the world is super fucked up. And I am of the belief, like, if everyone just gets like 1% better, and then the next day get 1% of that new amount better and shit like that, you know, like, it'll get to a point if everyone's just trying to help a little, then if everyone tries to help a little, then it ends up being a huge help and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, obviously people need to go be normal people and not obsess over this stuff like I do every fucking day. But at the same time, you know, if it's just people like me obsessing over this, it's like, you need a lot of people to get the fuck on board to kind of move things in a better direction and shit like that. So I agree. You know, the world seems less on fire when your phone's closed. But at the same time, just remember, there's some fucked up shit happening. And, you know, if you kind of sit out, then, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying fucking bat above your pay grade or whatever the fuck, or you know what I'm trying to say? I'm not trying to tell you to fucking do anything above your pay grade, but figure out what your fucking pay grade is and help the fuck out. I don't know. I'm not trying to guilt anyone. It's just, I don't know. It's just like, it's that thing where you're sitting there and you kind of like, you see the goal line, but then you realize, you know, you need help pushing the ship and everyone's just off to the side like, pushing the ship looks hard. And it's like, but if we all push the ship, we'll get it over the fucking goal line. Like, it's actually not that fucking hard if we just all push the ship. But anyway, it's another conversation. So, but the reason I got to that was I was saying, it's like, you know, if you look at this influx of all this fucking information, you can start to, like, just for the sheer fact of, like, so much bad shit is coming at you every fucking day. But also at the same time, if you, like, I was thinking about this with the 40 babies and this potentially AI image that Ben Shapiro was sharing around and stuff like that. You know, if this was back in the day, like, I believe it was it Kuwait? Or I remember the incident with the 15-year-old girl hired by the A&R firm to sort of, you know, talking about babies getting thrown out of incubators. I believe that got us into Gulf War One. But either way, you know, they were lying about these dudes throwing babies out of incubators, got people riled up, you know, got us into the war. And then we found out years later that that was a lie. Well, now based off past experience and then also how quickly we can sort of get information out there, you know, they say 40 babies. And after about like a day or two, I think it was a day. Because I remember they said the 40 babies thing. I got on last week's podcast and no one had really I was dreading being wrong about that. So I didn't want to confidently say that definitely didn't happen. But then like a day or two, like that day. Oh, yeah. The day the episode dropped, the lady was like, I didn't actually see the baby. Someone just told me that, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, the 40 babies probably isn't fucking real. You know, so there is a white pill in all this shit where. There's definitely been, you know, I feel like there's been like five different throwing babies out of incubators type moments that would have gotten us into a war like 10, 20 years ago. But now with the way of the internet and how it is, and yeah, it does suck that we can fucking see the most awful shit all the time constantly. That does suck ass. But, you know, I think it's less harder to trick us. So that's kind of like me saying, like, you know, keep at it. Keep at it. When someone tells you some bullshit, go, I think that's fucking bullshit. And, like, trust yourself. Because 9.9 times out of 10, the media's trying to fuck with you. And they're not trying to give you all the shit, or they're trying to manipulate you or whatever the fuck. You know, me, I'm trying to get you to believe what I believe, but I'm going to do it in a voluntary way. I'm not going to be a fibber. I'm just going to try to make strong arguments, not be a fucking shucker and jiver, dude. I would never shuck and jive on your cute asses. But yeah, I guess that's a little bit of a white pill because, yeah, I think a lot of people are more hip to the shit and we're able to disprove some bullshit a lot quicker. So let me double check. No, we can skip that. Yeah, let's end on this one because I think this is a fun clip to sort of end out the podcast with all this, with what's going on. So I saw people sharing this. This was 9 years ago on The Daily Show when that show ruled.
In fact, we'll start tonight in the Middle East. Where Israel...
What? Israel isn't supposed to defend itself?
Oh, yeah. Mexico bombed Texas. Will we exercise
restraint? What other countries held to the same standard as Israel?
People that want to destroy our terrorism?
What is the matter with
you? It's the only democracy in the Middle East, you turd!
Self-hating Jew?
That was weird. Anyway, what I was saying was last Thursday saw the start of a new ground offensive launched by Israel.
Oh, Hamas is a civilian
Tradition! Tradition!
holy Look, obviously there are many strong opinions on this issue, but just merely mentioning Israel or questioning in any way the effectiveness or humanity of Israel's policies is not the same thing as being pro-Hamas.
So you're against murder children?
Free Gaza! Free Palestine!
The Zionist pig!
You know what? Why don't we just talk about something lighter, like, Ukraine?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Dude, sorry about the loud-ass TikTok noise. I forgot about that part at the end where they said Ukraine. Damn. It's crazy. It's crazy how they're just, wow. Anyway, all right, damn, the Daily Show used to fucking rule. Stewart used to fucking rule. He didn't fall off as bad as, who is it? Colbert. Colbert's the most epic, impressive fall off I've ever fucking seen. Like, Kimmel was pretty bad, but Colbert might have been the most epic fall off. Stewart fell off a little bit, but nothing too crazy. I don't think he, like, nah, his stuff's pretty good. I think he's a little more one thing now. I felt like on The Daily Show he tried to keep it a little more spread out. But either way, Stewart's pretty sick. I like Stewart still. For what he is, I still like his shit. Anyway, yeah, that's the podcast. Thanks for hanging out. Hopefully something horrible happens in America. No, oh shit, I don't want. I'm just kidding. Parody. I would have felt like a fuck. I would have definitely taken credit for that if something happened after I said that. But yeah, if this is still a topic next week, I will do my darndest to get fucking deep into it. And yeah, we'll talk about some more current events. I had a lot of fun with this. Thanks for hanging out, everyone. Like I said last time, please let your friends know about it. If you got a schizophrenic friend, if you got, you know, someone tied up in your basement, just play this for them. Like, tell them to like and subscribe to all that shit. I will see you next Wednesday. Until then, have a good one. Be about it. Peace.